Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you. And you, Zach?
I'm fine. I'm looking forward to Christmas. But I take it you're still working away.
Beavering away, as they say. And we're beavering away all over the place, as you know. But like you, looking forward to Christmas. Hasn't been the best of years. I'm looking forward actually to hopefully a better new year, but we've got on with a lot of things and done a lot of things and kept our chins up, everybody has, and I'm sad to read what's happening in the UK. Hopefully it's not going to last a lot longer, and they're going to suppress it.
But going on to Bushranger, which is the project in focus, I suppose, for you at the moment, what are the current events there?
Well, it's good, Zach. You know, I announced the other week, and I think we had a short-term podcast. Yes, we're drilling, and we're drilling down the line of that porphyry, and we talk in our news release of 815 metres, but of course, we don't know what the bottom is, and I did talk about a kilometre, and I just really don't know where the bottom is. The good news is, Zach, we've hit mineralisation. Nice stuff. We actually hit the odd spot at about 78 metres, I think it was. But in earnest, we hit it at 110 metres. And the current depth of the hole is 213 metres. Mineralised all the way. And it's looking quite good. We've got some pictures attached to the news release, as you will have seen. And there's some impressive mineralisation there, as high as 0.6. And the average, which we're using with the Knighton gun, is about 0.3, which is pretty typical of that point in a porphyry system, you know, just as you're entering it. But the good news is there's some quite higher results than you normally experience at the start of a porphyry. The mineralization is continuous from 110 meters and actually shows itself a bit earlier at 78. And so we're looking forward to the assay results confirming the Niton, and the Niton has got away slightly under recording, so we're hoping that trend continues, and there's only one word for it, we're absolutely delighted with our first 100 odd metres of mineralisation.
So basically the Bushranger move looks like it's going to pay off. I mean, it was a bit sort of left field, but your instinct to go for it seems to be well founded.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. And of course, why did we go there? Because I was so bullish on copper, and when we were so bullish on copper, I think it was 6.4, and now it's nearer 8, and the progress, the suggestion is it's going to go even higher. And the Bushranger, there's a massive system which is underexplored whichever direction you look, with other porphyries and other epithermals. So I think, I have to say that it's a nice way to end the year on. The mineralization a little bit before we expected it. Really nice looking stuff. And we'll be back as soon as we can to take the hole as far as it goes, whether that's 800 metres, a kilometre, 1.1 kilometre, I don't know. The more the merrier, so to speak.
Right, and elsewhere in Extract, just having the pause for the end of the year and then back to the grindstone early next year?
There's not been a lot of pausing around activities, to be honest with you, Zach. No, there's not been a lot of pausing. We're working hard on with our London consultants on defining the pit. We're sampling the Kalengra, running spirals and getting the optimum result, the optimum upgrade. Manika, nothing's stopping at Manika. We're hard at it there. The guys have found three reefs, which kind of parallel. They're all about a metre thick, and we're looking at around about 3.5 grams. They look nice. Plants put together. So, I'm afraid there's not much of a breather, I'm afraid, around Extract. It's all systems go. Of course, we decided to let the drillers, because, you know, as we said, the last one was going to drill up to Christmas Day. But They're Queensland drillers. We're in New South Wales. And the north coast of New South Wales, there was a bit of a corona grouping, 29 people. So the drillers just didn't want to eat the turkey on the drill machine. So they asked, could they close down before we got too deep? And possibly problems to the hole. And 200 odd meters does not endanger the hole, does not endanger the rods and the equipment. So we mutually agreed to let them get home before the potential for any transport inhibitions between New South Wales and Queensland. Because, as I say, the boys are all from Queensland. Nice picture of the drill rig on the RNS that we just put out. And our geologists, and you know, anybody who knows a little about these porphyry systems and mineralization will be, I know they'll be quite impressed, thank. So, as always, upwards and onwards. Looking forward to Christmas, but also looking forward to getting back drilling this hole.
Okay, well, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, have a great Christmas and a prosperous new year, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
And you too, Zach, and all the very best to our shareholders and for their support during the year. It was, has been a very, very difficult year for them, for us, and the entire marketplace and families in general. All the very best, everybody who's listening to this podcast.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.